God. Damn! Goddamn son of a bitch! You heard me. Bridge across the Hudson, riding all alone. See the little orphan cast out like a stone. God and Jesus hate her. Mary doesn't care. Everyone's against her. It isn't fair. But when life is going poorly and things don't go your way, look at yourself in the mirror, take a deep breath and say, okay, okay, it's gonna be okay. It's just a little setback, don't despair. So what if they're all inbred hicks and you'll be stuck beyond the sticks without a hint of gentry anywhere? At least you're gonna have a place to stay. It's gonna be okay. Just think of the excitement, dear Becky. This is practically the first chapter of a Bronte novel. Maybe it's a manor upon a rocky bluff where ravens fly and darkness fills the sky. Maybe there's a master, dignified yet rough, who likes to brood and salt and solitude. He's spying on the nanny from the shadows and stalking like a cat that's on the prowl. He leaps at her and flounces, he grabs at her and pounces and flashes her a smile and a scowl. He rips apart her bodice and tells her she's a goddess, then whispers that he loves her with a growl. I've never met a woman like you. I must possess you. Give yourself to me. I'll kill myself if you don't stay. Okay, okay, it's gonna be okay. It's just a grand adventure, don't despair. There couldn't be a grander fate. The mistress of a grand estate and married to the boss just like Jane Eyre. Just hope that there's no wife that's in the way. It's gonna be okay. Or maybe, yes, I can see it now. The clouds are lifting, a grand estate, a gentleman farmer. The fields just brimming with grass, fertilized with money and class. There are birds in the trees, and the song of a loon. And the chipmunks dance with rabbits, like a Disney cartoon. Though exhausted from tennis and a round of croquet, at the tea dances daily, you hear people say, have you met the lovely Miss Sharp? The loveliest girl that we've met this season. So lovely, so lithe, the grace of a harp. To speak poorly of her is society treason. With the look on her face of a young princess grace, the resemblance is simply uncanny. And just to think, she was brought here as a nanny. A nanny? A nanny! Oh my God! I hate kids! It's gonna be like tutoring in a convent all over again.
Becky, will you blow my nose? Becky, tie my shoe! Becky, I missed my mommy!
Blah, blah, blah! Little Brad's probably saw Mary Poppins 10 times! Sorry, dears, the only thing I'll stuff in a carpet bag is you, if you don't shut up! I'm no Julie Andrews. Julie Andrews? Oh my God! The sound of fucking music! And I know I'm from a convent. They're gonna be handing me drapes and dress patterns before I'm halfway through the door! Forget a romp with the master! Forget croquet! They're only gonna see me one way! Hired help! Hired help! Feed and bathe the little whelp! Watch it! While its mommy goes out shopping. Burp the baby, change its clothes, wipe its snotty little nose. Diapers by the dozens, never stopping. Well, I won't be a nursemaid and watch their little brat. I'll have to make them need me for something more than that. Give me time, I'll charm the master. Okay, you're